Well, vaccination is the only solution to India's COVID crisis. Now, that's stating the obvious, but it's also something that has been said by some of the world's greatest health experts, including Anthony Fauci of the United States. It's repeating something that we know all too well, but perhaps at this stage, when vaccinations and their numbers in India are perhaps abysmally low, it's probably worthwhile for this to be repeated. While nearly 17 crore doses have been administered so far, and as an absolute number that may actually sound impressive, the percentage of those who need to be vaccinated in our country is still extremely low. And that pace of vaccination has slowed down in the last few days. In fact, just over 6.8 lakh vaccinations took place in the last 24 hours, and that is simply unacceptable if we are to come close to winning our battle against COVID. Somebody who's been writing extensively about this and trying to spell out how important it is to keep vaccinating, the author Chetan Bhagat, who joins us now. Chetan, at this rate of vaccination, right, how many months or years is it going to take before we get close to our target audience, our target group?
Okay, firstly, thank you for having me. And you are right with your opening comment. You said that talking about vaccination is speaking the obvious. But I think there are two issues why we must keep speaking this obvious. Firstly, when we talk of the crisis today, there's so many things happening. There's oxygen shortage, there's aid coming, there is testing, there is face masks, there is lockdown, and all those things are important, but they're very urgent in nature. You have to immediately do a lockdown, you have to immediately get oxygen, and good work is happening there. But when you are doing urgent work, you sometimes forget the most important work, which is the vaccination. One, that's why we need to keep repeating it. And the second thing a lot of people are not understanding is people think it's enough to have a vaccine, just say we have some vaccines. Vaccination means how much vaccination and by when. That number, it's basic arithmetic, but I don't see that being shared as much. People always keep saying Indian vaccine versus foreign vaccine, but 18 to 25, but yesterday this person got vaccinated. I saw a picture of someone got vaccinated. That's not the point. We have to vaccinate a significant percentage of our population, maybe 60%, eventually 70%, maybe, to make sure that this virus is out, not just protects individuals, but we don't keep having outbreaks. Otherwise, we'll keep having this second wave, third wave, fourth wave. It's just going to come and go. We are always going to be vulnerable. So we have now seen examples in the world. We are in that way lucky that we have seen what the other places that have won this battle somewhat or are winning have done. London, for example, a couple of months back, they were having 60,000 cases a day, which is huge for London, only 60 million population. UK. Yes. The entire UK was having 60,000 cases a day. Population is 60 million. Now they're at 2,000. And that's because of vaccinations, because they've almost vaccinated close to half the population. California, same story. We've had
So the bottom line is, at this rate of vaccinations, approximately 16 lakhs, it's not a question of months. So in other words, we are not going to fight this off this year, as everybody thinks we will.
So
it's going to take years.
Watching has gone to school, right, Vishnu? So that's why I put a very simple tweet with a very simple, it's so simple that people are saying, wow, what is this simple thing you put up? But you need to be simple to explain to people, we will need to vaccinate at least 100 crores Indians. If we have 140 crore of us, if eventually we need to vaccinate 100 crore and it's a two dose vaccine, so we need 200 crore doses. It's not enough to say, oh, look, plane full of vaccine. That's 5 lakh doses. It doesn't matter. It's not even enough to say we've ordered 10 crore doses. Sounds like a lot, but we need 200 crores. And the vaccination rate tells us by when we'll be able to do it, even if we have the doses. So if it's 16 lakhs, if you do the calculation, it comes to around more than three years, 4 years,
Chetan, the bottom line over here is last year we should have gone and bought the vaccines, right?
Yes.
And I'll tell you why. If you look at U.S. Operation Warp Speed, they spent billions where they didn't just buy the vaccines, they invested in the vaccines in the process of manufacture and in the process of distribution. Yes. They spent that money.
China did it. Even big pharma companies did it. What they call the Pfizer vaccine today is actually not a Pfizer vaccine. It is a BioNTech, a biotech company that made that vaccine, and Pfizer partnered with them to manufacture it. Fosun, another pharma company from China, partnered with them last year in around April. So this is April 20 when things were happening. If we had given it importance, we could have also got this and we could have secured our supply, but we didn't. And we should have. But even now, at least try, at least start going and start shopping for vaccines.
All right. They're not going to be available tomorrow. That's the other part of this. We've got Sputnik coming in, but the numbers are extremely small right now. It's going to take a few more months at this rate for serum to actually ramp up to the scale that we require, right? The Bharat Biotech also needs time to ramp up substantially. So at this stage, buying is the only option, right?
We have to do everything. It's right now the situation is we did vaccine nationalism. We didn't plan properly. We said my mother makes really good rotis. So why should we hire a caterer for the wedding? And now we have 5, maybe 1,000 guests. And the mother does make amazing rotis. But she can only make 10 or 15. So we need everything. So Covaxin might be great, but it's not enough. If it can only give us 1 crore or 2 crore doses even, we need 200 crores. So 2 spoons of food is not enough to feed an entire wedding.
And isn't it really disappointing now, you know, in as much as there was some sort of vaccine hesitancy earlier on, even now there may well be, but there are still any number of people waiting in line trying to get onto Cowin to find that elusive spot where they can actually get, you know, time to go and get their jab. And the system just doesn't have enough vaccines. As a result, there are huge lines in Mumbai, right? So social distancing goes for a toss. So it's all a problem.
Yes. And so now we know that. And I think that's by programs like yours, by some people at least talking about it, we will know that vaccine supply is an issue. Aim is not to blame anyone. You know, whatever it is, we all maybe got complacent that the corona is over in Jan or whatever. But aim is to do the right thing now. We'll go back and dissect what happened, who was at fault and everything. That's a very interesting discussion. But right now, we are in it. It's not over.
So here's another question.
We need supply. We need it from everywhere. Other countries are offering patent removals, whatever it is. And of course, we'll have to give something in return. We have to give money. We have to give trade concessions. We have to, you know, give them access to our markets. I don't know. That's statecraft, right? And we need to do all that. If you don't plan, how are you going to get 200 crore vaccines?
No, so the bottom line, Chetan, is that we need to be vaccinating at approximately 10 times the number we are vaccinating in the last couple of days for us to be able to defeat this within, like, say, 5-6 months or whatever it is. Or by defeat in the sense, you know, vaccinate more people, protect lives, they're mutants. So, you know, that's another factor. Let's keep that aside for a moment. We still need to vaccinate. So the point, my question is this. Rather than going to a government hospital or a dispensary or to these jumbo centers, shouldn't we as a national initiative take the vaccine when we get it and take it to people in their homes? Because how else will you get people vaccinated? Everybody's going to line up in a country as large as this.
First, you need supply. And then once you have your supplies lined up, you need to find... We have made a decent platform in Cowin. If there was enough supply, Cowin is pretty decent. We had a decent start. We were doing 30 lakh, 40 lakh a day. And now we've slowed down. We have slowed down on the vaccine. So, you know, that's something we've slowed down on the vaccine. So that supply, once that supply comes in, we can use Cowin. And yes, we should use innovative methods. Corporates can do it. Offices can do it. Schools can do it. When demonetization happened, in 50 days, the whole country had to swap their money.
Right.
Every citizen, whatever old money you had to change it.
Right.
Because it wasn't valid. And we did it.
Right.
With difficulty, with something. So it's doable. But the first thing is supply. And then you open it up. You have to, even in the case of demonetization, you had to use all the private banks network to do it. You couldn't have just done it at a government facility. So we'll have to do things like that. And we will. But first, at least put it on the table as the number one priority.
Sure.
Priorities are all over the place. People are doing politics. People are doing blaming center versus state, this like that. You know, we are doing nationalism on vaccines. Why should we use this vaccine? Why should we use that? We should use any vaccine we get.
No, and you've been trolled, as have I, for having this conversation because we're apparently being critical of God knows what we are being critical of. If you just say,
I
please
don't understand.
Vaccinate.
I mean, why are people getting touchy? If you're somebody in your family is sick, your parent is sick, are you going to see the medicine and see who the promoter of that pharma company is? Does he have an Indian passport or not? No, right? You're going to give the medicine to them. So why have we brought this ethnicity and nationalism and
yep.
xenophobia in terms of these vaccines? This is a global problem. It's a virus which is global. Let the vaccines be global.
Sure.
Right?
All right. Well, in the absence of the vaccine, all we can do, and this is always going to be the case until such time as we defeat it, is to mask out whenever we require to. Chetan, I'd like to thank you very much to lay threadbare what is actually not very complicated to understand, and it should not be. Thanks very much, Chetan, for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you.